Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, you've heard about $1.9 trillion in COVID relief. $1.9 trillion. So let me ask the question, how much is Wisconsin getting? Well, there's a lot of it that we're not going to measure. How many $1,400 checks is Wisconsin getting? How much $300 a week extra unemployment comp until September is Wisconsin getting? Let's put all that aside and just talk about the component. Talk about the component that's going directly to states and municipalities. That's what I want to talk about right now. That's what I want to talk about right now, about $6 billion in stimulus money. And here's what it comes down to. Here's what it comes down to. We do very well. It's not exactly per capita. It has to do also with the poverty of some of your people. They put a lot of different things that's benefited Wisconsin. The city of Milwaukee is going to get $680 per resident of Milwaukee, for a total of $406 million. $406 million. That can go, as set out in the bill, for things like purchase of vaccine, distribution of vaccine, reopening schools, not just related to COVID, but in recognition that sales taxes are down statewide and therefore the return to Milwaukee of some revenues isn't going to come in. Some people unable to pay property taxes, people unable to pay fees, that $406 million is going to go a long way to repairing the budget strain that Milwaukee's experienced in the COVID. It's a very significant amount of money. And everything I've just discussed, distribution of vaccine, purchase of vaccine, opening schools, cleaning schools from a COVID perspective, that's what that money will be used for. And it can be used for other things. Very welcome in light of what happened with COVID. We were the 12th highest city among the 100 largest cities in getting that money. There were cities that are bigger than us, like Seattle and Washington, D.C., that got less. They had larger populations. But the factors that they took into account in distributing money, Milwaukee won out, you know, and you have unemployed people here. They can't pay their rent. They can't pay their property taxes. They can't pay a lot of things. The $406 million is very, very welcome. Milwaukee County is going to get $183 million. That's very welcome too. Dave Crowley, the county executive, and the rest of them, the budget, badly hit by the pandemic. That $183 million is going to fill a big budget gap. Dane County is going to get $106 million. Dane County, where this is going out over the air, $106 million. Very welcome. Dane County has very low unemployment relative to other places, but it's still hit by the pandemic. It still is going to have a lot of expenses in opening schools. It's still going to have a lot of expenses in distributing vaccine. There are still people that are unable to pay their property taxes, and there are still people who are unable to pay fees and so forth that they're supposed to. $106 million to Dane County. Waukesha County is going to get $78 million. Waukesha is going to get $78 million. Very welcome there, too. Very welcome. Brown County, where Green Bay is located, $51 million. And the reduction in amounts as you go down is reflective somewhat of population and somewhat of urban need, quite frankly, and poverty need. The city of Madison itself is going to get $49 million. Dane County, $106 million. City of Madison, $49 million. Madison can use it. It's a lot of shemolians. That's a lot of cabbage, believe me, $49 million. Very welcome in the city of Madison. And in Racine, City of Racine, $47 million. $47 million, probably more poverty and urban issues in Racine than in Madison. Probably, not speaking scientifically, but I lived in Madison for 3 years when I went to UW to the law school. And that is my impression, having visited Madison and Racine many, many times. So when, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats pushed this through, and remember, not a single Republican in the Senate voted for it. And not a single Republican in the House voted for it. It went through with 50 votes in the Senate. We didn't need Kamala Harris because only 49 Republicans voted against it. The 50th is a senator named Sullivan, a Republican from Alaska, who chickened out. He hit up in Alaska and he said it's too long a plane trip from Anchorage to Washington. Well, he seems to get there quite regularly when he feels like getting there. But in this one, the people in Alaska were really hurting. And he had to be right-wing nut job about it. But he also, Ma didn't raise no fools. His motto is, I did not just fall off the turnip truck on the way into town. I'm not going to vote against this and stab my people, but I'm going to help the Republicans. I just won't show. And then he postured as a statesman that he couldn't get to Washington. In any event, whatever it was, whatever was going through his mind, that's a hypothetical, but whatever is going through his mind. But in the House, you had one Democrat who voted with the Republicans against it. Somebody in a purple district somehow thought that would help him. I don't think that helps him at all. I don't think people fall for that. They go, look, are you a Democrat or not? Sherrod Brown in Ohio is a very progressive Democrat. That's a conservative state. And he walks around, you know, he has this frumpy look. That's his look. And he goes, here's what I believe. And people like it. You know, you cannot gild the lily. You can't say, oh, well, I'll throw them a vote here and throw them. People don't like that. People don't fall for that. And in the House, I think it was two Republicans didn't vote at all, like Sullivan, Alaska. Ma didn't raise no fools. They knew that their constituents needed it. So they lay in the weeds and just didn't vote. Guy from Wicker from Mississippi voted against it. He actually voted against it, then put out a press release saying, boy, this will be great for Mississippi restaurants. I mean, you know, at some point, first of all, does he have any self-respect whatsoever? You vote against it, sort of like Moscow Mitch. He votes to acquit Trump, and then he blasts Trump as being a criminal. Guy's a criminal. You don't acquit him. You don't acquit a criminal. Wicker of Mississippi. What does Wicker of Mississippi do? He goes, I vote against it, so I check the boxes for my donors. And then he effusively praises him, and half of Mississippi think he voted for it. He voted for it because he's praising it. And the other half, and maybe they're the ones that he'd be in trouble with if he didn't vote for it. And then the other half, old Wicker didn't vote for it. He's a sly dog. He is a sly yellow dog, and he didn't vote for it. What a good guy. That's Mississippi. Come on. We're turning somewhat Mississippi with Ron Johnson, by the way. So anybody out there, get behind a Democratic candidate. I don't care who you get behind. And let's ram this thing home, okay? Let's ram it home. Okay, there is a development coming up. Many people are not aware of it and haven't thought about it. But on October 23rd, and after that, you're going to have to dial 10 digits to make a local phone call. Let's say you want to call 276-8950, say in Milwaukee. Right now you dial 276-8950. October 23rd, you're going to have to dial 414-276-8950. The FCC is recommending that starting on April 24, 6 months before October 23rd, you start practicing. For that 6 month period, you can do it either way. You can dial just a 7-digit number like you always do in Dane County. You know, you either can put the 608 in or not. You know, up in Green Bay, you can put in the 920 or not. Up in Eau Claire, you can put in the 715 or not. And in Milwaukee, you can put in the 414 or not for 6 months. But at the end of that 6 months, by October 23rd, if you dial seven digits and don't put in the 414-608-920-715 or whatever, a voice is going to come on the phone. It's going to go, that number cannot be dialed. It cannot be reached as dialed. You're going to have to do all 10 digits. Now, why is that? The FCC is putting in a special line number that people can call for mental health and suicide prevention issues. And for some reason, that's, of course, going to have 10 digits. So for some reason, the FCC believes that that means that everybody else has to do 10 digits. And whatever, it's the FCC. The FCC can do what it wants in that area, within reason. Courts will defer to the FCC. So, you know, on the other hand, I once was dialing a friend of mine at another law firm in Milwaukee, and I only dial seven digits. I don't even dial the area code, just seven digits. He picks up the phone, clear as day. He says, yeah. I said, hey, you guys want to go to lunch? He goes, I'm in Berlin. I said, well, wait a minute. How come I can get you so quick with just seven digits, not even area code, much less international? So, well, you're in the same area as me, I guess. It's pretty cool. Anyway, that kind of thing is not going to persist. Starting October 23rd, you got to do all 10 digits. And my recommendation is start doing it April 24 to test it out. Test out both. Dial seven digits, you'll get through. For 6 months, you'll get through. Then dial 10 digits. And sometimes before, it might go, God, that's too much, or get something weird. No, you're not going to get anything weird at all. It's going to like it. It's going to like it very much. Anyway, going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.